everybody. Welcome to Good News. We sure need our fair share of that, don't we? Well, we're going to be covering some of the good news pieces as we go forward. But you know, a couple of years ago, the group kind of drew a line in the sand and told us we were going to be going through fairly major changes on planet Earth and with humanity. And with that, they also mentioned a couple things that I want to tell you about. They also mentioned that we were going to have some help. Number one, technologies. Even though we're somewhat in challenges with our technologies getting ahead of our humanity right now, the interesting part about it is they said there'll be technologies that help us clean up the Earth, that will help us pull the carbon out of the air, and actually extend our stay here on planet Earth pretty drastically. So with those technologies, we'll kind of keep an eye on that. There's even a new technology that I'm not reporting on yet, but I'm keeping an eye on. And it's basically pulling the carbon dioxide out of the air and using that carbon dioxide to make batteries. They've just found that there's a potential that this could completely change our battery systems on planet Earth, which of course would mean more electric vehicles, more electric airplanes, everything else that they've been working with will have a huge effect. So we'll push for that as well. One of the technological advancements that we want to talk about today came from the University of Arizona. And they've been doing some incredible work here where they have found, we're not sure if they were experimenting or quite by accident, but they have found a very unusual growth property that exists beneath the solar panels. So you can see that there's plants growing beneath these solar panels, but it's stretching out. Apparently, it's a symbiotic relationship between the solar panels and the plants. The plants grow much, much faster and healthier under the solar panels, and nobody's quite sure exactly why at this point. And of course, because the plants give out, you're actually looking at one in China right there, a rather large one. And what you're looking at is because the plants give off a little of the cooling moisture and so forth as a natural process of their growth, it cools down the solar panels. So the solar panels work better, and for some reason that they haven't discovered yet, the plants seem to grow much faster. So you're looking at some potential changes on planet Earth, one of many that might help. Your farmlands may start to look a little bit differently. And although they'll have to figure out where to put the tractor and everything else about that, this may turn out to be a rather large discovery that might start showing up in places right away. It's a very beautiful and natural symbiotic relationship that has caused. So that's one of the things that we're going to see start to change. One of the other pieces that we're going to be working with, of course, is the children. Because the group said there would be not only technologies coming along to help the youth, but the whole generation of kids. We also said we're going to be having some help from our neighbors. In other words, other beings, what we would call space beings and everything else. But the most important part is they said, watch for the kids. Well, that's one of the things that we want to work on today. Our actual good news today is all about the kids. And it starts here in El Paso with Ruben Martinez. Ruben's 11 years old, and he was drastically affected by the El Paso shootings. This really took the wind out of his sails, as it did many. He started to go a little bit into depression, go a little bit inwards. And I have to say that Barb and I were actually in Houston in a Walmart when this took place. So we weren't that far away. We were in the same place anyway. He was looking for places to go. It could have very easily been us. But what took place here was he took the bull by the horns and he said, I'm going to do something. And he did. And he started the El Paso Challenge. And it was simply to do something for your neighbor to recognize that you were not alone on this planet. And there's other people here and you could be working with that. And he wrote this whole thing up and put it on Facebook and put it on Twitter, and people started responding. And they started a whole wave of do something for somebody else, whether it meant to go out and cut the lawn for your neighbor because it needed it, or whether it meant taking out their trash for them or do something, or you know, if you had the resources to buy a gift, do something of any nature to recognize the people around you, again, coming back into unity, which is exactly what the shooter in El Paso did not want. So it was a perfect response to it. And he really did make a difference here. But then one night he's just out walking around trying to get people to join his pledge and just, walking around with a sign asking people to join. And if people would ask him about it, he'd talk about it. And he walked into a Taco Bell where he found a little strange at first, but he found a motorcycle group. And you know, it's kind of interesting we're talking about motorcycle groups today, but he found a motorcycle group, and they came on board, and they started spreading this like wildfire. So he actually started a whole process going on here. At 11 years old, this man has changed the world already. We can all do that, just in our own small ways, by recognizing everybody around us as part of us. Okay, back on to the next piece, because we got more kids that keep showing up. This is Blake. I'm not sure I can pronounce it right, but Rajan. Blake did not want to go back to school this year. He just started school, but he did not want to go back to school. He's been bullied, and he's had that problem before. But he decided to do something proactive about it this time, so he made this shirt. I will be your friend. And he's had great results with it at school. Doesn't appear that any of the bullies have even bothered him, and now seem to actually be on board with what he was trying to do. Absolutely fascinating, Blake. You've done an incredible job already, and you're just getting started. Make room for these kids. Now, finally, the last person we're going to talk about is Greta. You may have seen Greta on TV. You may have seen her talking. She talks rather sternly. She just spoke to the United Nations. Greta is now 16 years old, and a very interesting thing happened with Greta's mom. All of a sudden, Greta's mom, at 11, when Greta was 11, she stopped talking, and that scared the heck out of everybody. They didn't know why. They were trying to figure out what it was, what was traumatizing her, and finally she spoke, and she finally came out to start saying that she was just worried about planet Earth not making it. She opened her eyes and she saw what was taking place, and she started to do something about it. She started to talk about it. Now, you may have seen her because she's very stern. She's very strict. She's just an incredible girl, but she made it all the way over here from Sweden without taking anything that she thought would harm the planet. She wasn't going to get on an airplane. She wasn't even going to take a taxi when she got here. She sailed over here. And, of course, there were people behind her that knew what her needs were and made sure that she was well covered and taken care of here. But she actually sailed over to the United States to make these connections and talk about it. She's been talking about it ever since. You may have seen her. She's pretty determined, very powerful young lady. At 16 years old, she is changing the face of this planet. The other day, she talked in front of the United Nations, and she did not pull any punches. She basically said, "We as a group of children will hold you responsible." Absolutely, flat out. It was absolutely magical for us to watch here, that she was taking responsibility for all of us, not just for that, and taking responsibility for the Earth herself. Well, you're going to see Greta again. She'll be around, I'm sure, for quite some time. She's actually been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize at 16. And she's going around as often as possible working with people. What you may not know about Greta is that she has Asperger's, one of the spectrum disorders. So with all these challenges, she came here, she woke up in a body that didn't quite function the way she wanted it to, didn't stop her. She made a difference. And that's good news on planet Earth. A spav, everybody. I just wanted to mention one thing about that, because we do have a lot of kids coming in that are going to make a huge difference here. And one of the interesting pieces is the children we just talked about here today. those three that we brought in were all from the same clan. We talked about the seven clans. We're going to be working with that coming up pretty soon, too, and releasing more information on it for everybody. But what clan were all those three kids from? Well, they're from lots of different areas of the planet, but they all were keepers of the truth, all of them, which means that basically they'll learn how to be a human, they'll learn how to do things, but they will never lose that inner truth. I think actually Greta had that problem when she stopped speaking for so long. So I think that was part of what we were seeing there and part of some of the interesting things around it. I just wanted to let you know that all of those three were from the keepers of the truth. And we're very happy that they're here on planet Earth, along with a whole lot more. Hang on, more to come. We'll be back with the final channel from the group in just a couple moments. Espavo.